Hi, so I'd just like to give a brief overview here of the Eclipse Call Graph plugin for the Eclipse C development tools. So as you can see here, we have a pretty basic C file, and we have two ways in which we can profile it. We can right-click just on the editor itself, go to Profile As, and hit Function Call Graph, or we can find it here in the Project Explorer, right-click, go to Profile As, and hit Function Call Graph. Just select the right binary, click OK. And in this case, it's actually asking us if we'd like to profile all the C files within the project. This is the default setting, so we're just going to click OK. And it's done. So I'll just expand this here. And the first view that we're actually seeing here is the radial view. The green nodes basically represent the fact that this function has other function calls within it. The gray nodes represent this isn't the case. And this purplish node represents that this is where the program terminated. We also have on the left here a list slash tree viewer with very similar functionality. You can use this to navigate around as well. The next view that we have is the tree view, and for any given node that we click on, it'll show all the functions, the children, the grandchildren that are called within that function, and so forth. It also comes with a nifty little thumbnail viewer here if the structure is really large. Another view that we have is the box view, and what this view does is it'll show all functions that are called within a certain range of the clicked function. And it also comes with a nifty little thumbnail viewer here because this structure can get pretty large. The last view that we have is the aggregate view. This one shows all of the functions, and the size of the box essentially depends on the percentage time that the function takes of the whole program. The color, which blue meaning it's not called that many times, red meaning it's called a lot. So that's essentially what the colors represent. And from actually any given view, if you just hit the control button and double click on one of the nodes, you can be taken directly to that function's declaration within the source. You can see here I just went to main. The last feature that we have allows a chronological viewing of each function as it's called. So basically you're taken through each function as it's called within the program itself. These are our main features, and we hope that you enjoy them.